We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to the conclusion of the fifth chapter. We're on page Chaf Vav. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed that a person has to be careful to be honest in his business practices. Uvifrat bizmanenu. And certainly in our time, says the Chafetz Chaim, bevadayin lo la'adam liot atzli tasher. A person shouldn't be so eager and intent on getting wealthy. Kashirut doma leish ashir mechorei haaretz shaya murgal b'minei tanugim shonim b'chol yom v'gam ayu mezamrim lefanav b'minei kle zemer boker v'erev. He says wealth is like someone who was very wealthy, one of the important people, and he had all the amenities on a daily basis. Wherever he'd go, he'd have people playing music before him. Umechamat rov gavato marad b'malchut. And then he started feeling, I am so great. Wherever I go, people bow to me. Wherever I go, people offer me gifts. They tell me how great I am. It went to his head. And then he led a rebellion against the king because he forgot himself. V'nigzal dino sheyatzivu al migdal gava matayim komato b'rosh gago. And so the king declared that his punishment is that they're going to put him on top of a tower on a roof that's 200 feet high. So he'll sit on top of that tower. He won't be able to go anywhere. And for a whole year, they'll feed him and they'll play music before him. He'll get everything he got until now. האם יערבו לו כל המעדנים שבעולם ומתיקת כלי השיר אחרי שבכל רגע הוא מסוכן ליפול מראש הגג ולהתפרק איברים איברים? So he's sitting on top of the steeple and he's got very little place to maneuver. All year long he's got to stay there, perched on this little place, worried that he might fall off. Is he really going to enjoy all the amenities now that he's worried he might fall off and be cut up to limbs? ונח לו שיהודו לארץ שיהודן הולך מומיים. He'd much rather be on the floor eating bread and water. Ken mamash inyanei hayishirut bezmanenu. He says the same is true with wealth in our times. Shematzu be'avonotenu harabim tapuchot hazman b'chol idan. He says things keep changing nowadays. There's turmoil. V'hu nofel achar kach migaram levira amikta. People lose their business and they go from being super wealthy to super poor. V'yotel mimashu samech atal avayato itabel achar kach al hayadro. He says people suffer more when they've lost their wealth than they were happy when they had their wealth. So take a look at that before you start. Don't be so focused on getting super wealthy. Even though you say, I didn't rob anything. Certainly a person shouldn't swindle others in order to become more wealthy. He says, certainly if he does it in an illegal, dishonest way, that will be his end, like we mentioned earlier. And God won't prevent any good from those who are going in a truthful, honest way. God will ensure that they get their fair lot. So he says, as a final point to this chapter, a person shouldn't be so focused and intent that wealth is the way to go. Make your ends meet and live a good life. But wealth, he says, it's not necessarily all it's made out to be.